Yo, what's poppin', team? Young Ben signing in with another podcast episode. Today, the topic of discussion is your spirit is your currency. Your spirit is your currency. If you haven't already, like something on the podcast, subscribe. It costs you nothing. But I want to get right into this because this is very essential and key for the time period that we're in. 2023, halfway through the year. My God, the time is moving. And I haven't been coming to you guys speaking as much because it's nothing really much to say at this point. It's about doing it now. If you go through the podcast, I've given a lot of spiritual messages about being in the new world, what is going to come in the new world. We are now in the new world. You know what I'm saying? We are like 3 years into the new world. You know what I'm saying? And it's like tectonic plates right now. We learned about that in middle school science, how the earth masses shift and countries shift and it causes earthquakes and things like that. But I'm speaking on that in the spiritual sense and text of, you know, things are changing. So one very important thing that we must carry and understand now is, on your day-to-day, where is your mind? Where is your spirit? How are you waking up? Are you at peace? Are your thoughts to a minimum? You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't even be having raging thoughts on a daily basis. You know, you do and handle what you have to handle, whatever your work is. But, you know, you shouldn't be stressing. Your job shouldn't be stressing you out. You shouldn't be allowing your kids to stress you out. You know what I'm saying? You should always find a way to bring yourself back to center. You know what I mean? That is very, very important at this point in time. And when I'm speaking on saying your spirit is your currency, I'm gonna go twofold on this. Because understand, and I spoke on this maybe two episodes ago, speaking on the economy and our money. You know, there is an economic war right now in our physical world, especially if you are of the United States. They are, you know, dollar, and there has been many countries deviating from using the USD. They're going to just another form, and they're saying, fuck it, we don't need these banks, we don't need y'all hovering over our heads, you know, putting us in a box, essentially saying we only can use the United States dollar as a medium of exchange. You know, countries are through with that. They're tired of being in debt, and I understand it. But we knew this time would come, like I said before. So, with that being said, understand that the money in your pocket right now, the money in your bank, really means nothing. You really don't know what it means. Don't act like you do. The flexing season is over because, like, what the fuck are you really flexing? Like, at any point in time right now, there could be news coming out and saying the U.S. dollar has zero value and people throw this shit on the fucking streets. Dead ass. Like, real talk. I was reading an article last week that was saying Wells Fargo is now limiting, which I don't even know if that was just for a day or a few days, but it was maybe for a few days. Wells Fargo is limiting cash withdrawals for its customers to $1,000. $1,000 and you are a fucking bank. Like, what is $1,000? That is not shit. That is not shit. And they're limiting their customers to a $1,000 cash withdrawal. That's pretty scary. And that went over a lot of people's heads, that news. But that should give you a gauge on where we are economically. That's where we are, guys. Open your eyes and see it. Something isn't right. And they can say all they want. Oh, stocks are good. Stocks are going up. It's a bull run. It's this. Everything's okay. Inflation's coming down. No, 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 no. That is all a mask. That is all a veil. Okay? You know how we used to do the stage plays back in the days, right? The stage plays. And while we had people on stage, they were doing their thing, acting out their scene. Behind the scenes and behind the curtains, everybody running around. It's costumes everywhere. People trying to get their stuff together. The girls trying to get their makeup on. You know what I'm saying? It was just almost chaos. That's what it is right now. There's a veil. There is something being performed on the stage, being shown to us as Americans, as people of this world. Something's being shown to us. But behind the scenes, behind the curtains, it is chaos. And these people are pulling strings. And we don't know what's really happening, okay? I'm not saying any of that to scare you, but I'm just trying to give you context as to what I'm about to say next. So there is no basis or stock to put in your money. And I'm not saying don't work no more. Still got to take care of yourself. Still got to pay your bill. Still got to have money in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? Take it for what it is what I'm saying. Like, just take it for what it is. It's not something to be stressing over or saying, you know, to be, you know, caught up in a rat race over anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, the shit is over with on that level. You know what I'm saying? Understand that the higher power, the universal God, is unveiling all of the BS. You should be happy. You should be celebrating that this shit is coming to an end. You know, feel me? Like, this shit is coming to an end. So now, getting to the new world, us living in the spirit world. The new world is the spirit world. And your spirit is now your currency. Your spirit is now what's going to be weighted heavily as you walk through this world and throughout these days. People can now feel and see what type of person you are, what type of character that you possess. They can just see it. That's the new world that we're living in. So if it's fucked up, your spirit is fucked up. Your currency is low. You're poor. And honestly, it's always been that way. You know what I'm saying? It's always been that way. But because money has been propped up as the thing to have, and it covers flaws, and you know, it can shield you. It can hide people that are not confident. It can hide people that are not as knowledgeable. Money, you know what I mean? But it doesn't say anything about your character. It doesn't say anything about your mental. And that's the time. That's why I love this time period. That's the time period we're in now. It's going to show so quickly and easily where you are. I had a guy, right? At my job, I work in construction, and you know, it's kind of a 2-3-fold business, honestly, with the company that I work with. You know, we stock certain items in a warehouse, and you know, sell things that way. We do online orders. We also have a shop in which we make our own material. And then I'm more so on like the project management estimating side of things, as to I'm going out and, you know, getting projects, meeting with contractors, and then, you know, getting our names on these bids so we can win these bigger projects and then bring money in that way. So a lot of moving parts, a lot of things going on. So, you know, I'm constantly in contact with people, moving around outside of the office, within the office. And one guy that works in our warehouse, he just stopped me last week. And he says, bro, you know, he said, I be seeing you, bro. I be watching you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like the way you handle yourself. You know, you're young, you know, young black man. You know what I'm saying? It can be difficult, you know, especially for us in these type of environments. You know, they look down on us. But he said, I like how you handle yourself. And one thing that he said after that, he was like, bro, I could just tell that you was real. Like, I could just see that you was real. And that took me back, because it was like, wow. Like, and this is just me being me, guys. I haven't talked to this man a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? In here, we speak, we chop it up about boxing. He liked boxing. He was a boxer. I like boxing a lot. About to begin some training with boxing. And for him to say that and see that, from having only a handful of encounters, it's big, bro. It's big. And he said, bro, he was like, it's spiritual, the fact that we are even, you know, connecting and speaking in this way right now. Because honestly, like, I was on the move to do something, and, you know, he hopped off his forklift and just stopped me and was talking to me. And guys, when I tell you, man, this man got teary-eyed as he was telling me these things. Like, me and him talked for like 20, 25 minutes straight. And, you know, he got teary-eyed saying, you know, bro, I just like speaking to you. You know what I'm saying? I pick up things from you. I learn things from you. He said, it don't matter that you're younger than me. He said, I'm not that type of guy. I'm not prideful. He said, I feel like I can learn from anybody. And, you know, when he said that, I knew, you know, me and him was on the same frequency, you know, because I'm the same way. Like, you can be somebody on the street, but you can trigger me and say something that it forces me to listen to you. You know what I mean? And real spiritual people, real people that are tapped in on that level, that's how they are. They know that they can learn from anybody and anything. You know what I mean? Because we all are on the same level. My position in this company don't make me no better than you, bro. I just happen to go get a degree and have some experience in construction. That's it, bro. Like, if you really took the time to learn what I've learned, you would be in the same place. Honestly, what I'm doing is not that complicated. You know what I mean? So I don't never look down on nobody on anything. And before this, I was just in a fucked up position. So I don't have any, you know what I'm saying, bias or anything towards anybody on that level. You feel me? So, but to make a long story short, I wanted to share that with you guys, because if somebody that I barely talked to or have barely talked to can see that on me, understand how powerful that is. And that, once again, the time period that we're living in, because the respect that you're going to get, and then the way that people are going to look at you in a certain light, that means everything. That means everything. You know what I mean? And the fortunes and whatever else God wants me to have in this lifetime, I know it'll come. But I want to make sure that, more than anything, that I'm doing right by myself first, that I can sleep right every night, and that, you know, I am living and living out my purpose more than anything. And people can see that, and they can feel that, you know, I'll sleep good every night. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at, and that's what I mean when I say your spirit is your currency. You see what I'm saying? Because at this point in time, I can't hang with fucked up people. I can't. My mind and my spirit is sensitive to that type of shit. I can't just be around anybody. I just can't hear any type of conversation. I just can't hear any type of music. I just can't watch anything on the fucking TV. That's just where I'm at now. That might sound like, oh, off, he's standoffish, or he's off-putting. That's just where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot of people are moving into that space where you just have to be very protective of your space. And that's okay. You know? So I just wanted to share that with you guys, because a lot of people feel lonely in that. You know, you feel like shit is changing around you. You ain't got nobody to talk to about it. You need more answers on it. And you know, it's just different things happening. You are walking a different path, and that's okay. Your eyes are being open to different things, different people, and that is all okay. Embrace it. Learn to embrace it, okay? So I just want to leave that with you guys. I don't want to be long-winded. And, you know, keep pushing out here. We midway through the week. And take this message and heed it to your life, you know. So love y'all, man. Keep doing what you do. Keep pushing.